You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas to talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Good morning, everybody. Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Good morning, Faye.
Hey, hello, how are you? Again.
I'm okay. Faye and I met over at Telegram. Telegram just started voice chat. So I have two Fakeologist Telegrams. The main one is fake11.com/telegram. If you go there, if you look at the very top, there's a link to the Fakeologist Discussion Telegram group. So there's two groups. The main group is where I can broadcast and you can comment. Second group is the discussion group where you can start a thread or a comment. It doesn't have to be a reaction. It can just, anyone can post there. And I also dump all my Twitter links in there, which make it look kind of messy, but they're there.
Oh, it looks good, but it's a kind of a bot that you have. I tried to install that for myself and I couldn't do it.
You're trying to what?
I think you have a bot on Telegram,
bot,
which you installed,
yes,
in order to forward your Twitter stuff.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, okay. So
and
I have to find out how to do that.
Yeah. Okay, so now Telegram started voice chat, but it only works in the discussion group. It's not available in my broadcast group. There are two different kinds of groups, broadcast group and discussion group. So the discussion group, you can literally log in, just like Discord, and start yapping away. And it's actually, I tried it, and the minute I tried it, Faye jumped in, so she obviously found it somehow. So it's really exciting, and if worse comes to worse with Discord, I can just flip the streamer. I can flip the streamer over to Telegram. I have no problem with that. Although Telegram isn't quite as pretty as his sister Discord. Discord has lots of fancy colors, but whoever is running Telegram, and God knows who it is, they are upgrading that thing much faster than any software I've ever seen recently.
Isn't it some Russian guy, I think? It has to do with Russia, Telegram.
That's the official story.
Okay.
I don't know.
We never know. Yes, that's true.
No,
we don't know.
God, it's most likely the intelligence agencies of the Western world. I mean, we know their modus operandi. They start a honeypot where they attract all the bugs.
Exactly.
And we all go there, and then they flush it, or
yes,
they just gather intelligence from it. There's just no doubt. The computer horsepower that it would take, it's got to be millions of dollars worth. I couldn't start my own Telegram with a couple computers.
Of course not.
It would collapse overnight.
Yes.
So as long as we know these things, it's okay. We know we're always being data mined all the time. Our thoughts are being harvested, and they make reactions instantly. So when we're just this discussion now, because we're one of the leading media fakery sites, there's no doubt they're listening to this and taking notes.
Yes, and now that I'm connected with Sirius, they are for sure listening at every word that we are saying.
Listen, they have been listening ever since they invented the post office.
Yes.
The post office was created by the intelligence agencies so they could figure out what's going on. Business.
Yes.
What business is being discussed, created.
Yes.
So email, whatever you call it, any transmission between individuals is being harvested. No doubt.
Yeah.
And it's all about
I hope
commerce.
They use it for something good.
Well, they won't. They never do.
Well, you know, I think there is a chance, you know, that because you said, for example, that the Western intelligence apparatus, but you know, at the moment it becomes quite clear that there is no such thing as Western intelligence apparatus. It's an intercontinentally connected, networked system, and nobody knows exactly who works for whom. You know, it's completely, you know, for example, now we realize
worldwide.
That China has invaded or infiltrated the Western companies of very high, let's say, value. They were for years controlling and manipulating information.
Yeah. China's
and
a proxy for the rich and elite. And
for
China,
a club. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the same old Venetian. Now, I learned a new term from Harry Vox. This is what I love about research. I always learn something every single day. And Harry Vox was calling, he likes to call out the Jews. For him, it's the Jews, which, okay, that's what he says. But he said, it's really the Sabbatine Frank. And I had to go to, I don't even know what a Sabbatine Frank is. He says, I don't use the word Sabbatine Frank because nobody knows what that is. And I don't know what that is. I went to look it up. I don't think I spelled it correctly because Google didn't serve me up any information. So do you know what a Sabbatine Frank is?
I happened to research this some months ago because I bumped into that already. Yeah.
Well, how do you spell it? I don't even know how to spell it.
Well, Sabbatian, you spell it English, and Frank is the German word Frank.
Okay. How do you spell Sabbatine?
Sabbatian. Sabbatian. It's from Sabbat.
Sabbat. Sabbath. T-M?
I'm not sure if it has two B, but I'm not so good in English, you know. Sabbatian.
And
it's like sabbatical.
Sabbatical, okay.
You know, I'm not sure if these interpretations are correct. I think, of course, these are part... Yeah.
What is a Sabbatine Frank? It's Frank, F-R-A-N-C?
It's Frankist, not Frank. Frank was the... one of the leading guys, I think, in the 18th century, somewhere in Germany.
We're talking about Frankfurt?
No, maybe it's connected as a word, but it was somewhere else, in that region. And it was something like a club, you know. It's like the system is one guy with some other guys, they have a closed club, and they manipulate enterprises or money flows or whatever, and these guys were one of the whatever, they had much influence.
Okay, can you drop a link in the live stream chat? How do you spell it and where your research is?
Yeah, but you know, I have to search now, and I'm drinking my morning coffee. It was an accident that I found you on Telegram, actually, or a fortune. Let's say better.
It's a good accident. Saba.
Yes. Sabbatian Frankist.
Saba, I'll be quiet.
You know who knows this stuff best? I think it's Gaia.
Oh, Sabbatian Frankist.
Yes, exactly.
Frankism
exactly.
Was a Sabbatian Jewish religious movement of the 18th and 19th centuries. Okay.
That's it, yeah. But you know, these are some guys, some groups, some mafia parameters, you know. The system is big, there are many players, and... to come back to China, it is said that it was the Rothschild Bank. The Rothschilds are said to be the shielding of the elite families, the ones that take the blame in the public. But some guys say that they, in the 19th century, they were the ones that fought out the traditional Chinese elite and managed to get them out of the country, and they were actually, I think, they took refuge in Taiwan and they are still there, and the system evolved around the Rothschild banking sector or something. So it's London, it's the Crown.
Same old elite hiding behind the crown.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same old story. Now, let's do some tech talk, because I haven't talked to you lately. And
yeah.
I'll be honest, I haven't been on my main computer. I'm just too busy, and all I want to do is sleep when I go home. So
yes.
I don't have any energy to even do my own work. So I haven't been able to fix the forum problem because...
Oh, I know, but no problem. I understood that it is about time. And on my side, it's also that at the moment, I'm fully into Corona and no more into 9/11 because I have no spare time. So
yeah,
I have to postpone it.
You can put stuff on Corona on the forums, too. You're welcome to do that.
Yes, but
I wish you would.
But it's the most thing, the most...
Hold on.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Zion Ferret. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Who is that?
Xyla, I think, yeah.
Yeah. He's one of the absolute best contributors to the website, bar none.
He's cool. You can learn so much things from him. I hope he's well in England because they are now rolling out the third wave there. I think you have taken notice of that they have found some variations of the virus.
Well, no, they have a variation in the story, but there's
no
virus,
in England.
So
they wrote yes, I know. I mean, the story is now running.
The
story. And England has. All the European countries have closed the borders to England.
Well, this is a Christmas gift to Greta. Greta doesn't want anyone flying around for the cheap in Europe.
What was the name?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg, okay.
She and her global elite don't like the Europeans enjoying life. And one
yes.
of the great things about... I suppose capitalism or whatever system we're under. Cheap flights in Europe make going around Europe cheaper to fly than to go any other way. So there's incredible mobility. Everyone's enjoying life, seeing culture, countries. And she didn't like that. The globalists don't want it. They don't like it. So this is the way they've literally grounded all the aircraft. Well, you stay between UK and Europe, but is...
Not only the aircraft, also the sea passage and the tunnel in between France and Britain.
Oh, I thought you could at least take the ferry. You're saying
No. No, it's really locked down. I think it has to do also with the Brexit and with stuff.
Is this just the UK?
Just the UK, yeah.
Oh, so you can fly between European Union countries, whatever they're called?
It depends. There are some countries that have more strict regulations and others that have not. But I think mostly you can, but you have to maybe to go into quarantine for 10 days if you go to Greece, for example.
Yeah. Now, just so you know, I might get interrupted on this call, and I have to leave Discord when I get a phone call because it does
okay,
not.
No problem.
So just don't leave the area. If
okay.
I'm not back in 10 minutes, then you can... Then you can leave, but don't
okay.
leave. Good morning. Don't leave right away because Discord does not handle phone calls properly. And,
okay.
Just,
no
just
problem.
Keeping,
up.
Yeah, I wanted to keep you up to date on that. I'd love to see how Telegram handles phone calls because, you know, I could switch everything over to Telegram if their voice communication system works.
I would wait a little bit because they are not very ripe. for all this.
They might not be good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because the main thing I don't like about Discord is everyone loves it. And then all this content they throw into the Discord is not saved by me. I can't mine it easily and put it in a permanent forum.
So that's the one thing
I don't like about it. Because it loses so much information because it just scrolls away. And I after a few months, I think it deleted off their own servers, actually.
Okay. I don't know. I actually think that Discord, because it is a gaming platform, it's maybe, on the long term, it's maybe more secure than other platforms because the gaming industry has much interest to keep their platforms alive.
I don't even know what the word secure means. That doesn't mean.
Secure, I mean, it doesn't go away just right now.
No. Well, I don't care if anything goes away, actually, because something else will replace it. I'm actually not worried about that. You know, and that gets back to the Great Reset. You know, I'm not against changing the system. I just don't think we should be injecting people and killing them at the same time. I'm okay with fixing systems and replacing, but I just don't like this killing part with the vaccine. It gets on my nerves.
Are you sure that this is a killing injection?
Oh, I say eventually, yeah. I'm actually quite convinced that my daughter's
really?
Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease, and
yes,
I think it's caused by vaccination. I have no doubt.
Yes, that's probably right, yeah.
And let's talk about vaccination. Does anyone understand the mechanism of which we're told vaccinations work? What is the official story about how vaccination works? Do you know?
Yes, in short, it is that the thing you want to avoid, you take it on purpose in small doses, in order to get your body ready to react correctly if the thing that you want to avoid accidentally comes around. You know, I told it very abstractly. So if you want, allegedly, if you want to avoid an encephalitis, which is caused by bacteria, let's talk about bacteria because they really exist.
Yeah.
If you want to avoid an encephalitis and there was a so-called vaccination or injection, you would take the bacterium that you want to avoid in order to prepare yourself. It's just crazy. It's just a crazy method to...
Well, what it does with an adjuvant, which is chemical toxic poisoning, metals, aluminum, it goes into your body. It gets your body to react immediately to whatever they're putting in. So whatever the adjuvant is, it basically is an alarm bell. It's like starting a fire in your body. And then your body's fire crew comes over, evaluates the garbage that's been put in, and it's supposed to be a carbon copy of the so-called live virus, which is another lie. And then your body creates a specialized emergency response that there is no real danger, but the response is there. And then the response is allegedly supposed to just sit in your body forever, waiting for the real thing.
Just now, a minute. I'll be back. Continue.
No way.
I'm so sorry, Ab. I had to go because my son wanted to ask me something. Yeah.
Oh, you're leaving now?
No, I'm not leaving. He just wanted to ask me something and I didn't
that's
want to
fine.
Be rude.
Okay, that's fine. Whoever that was, that's fine.
My son, it was my younger son.
Okay, hello, son. Okay.
He's in the kitchen now.
Okay. Where a man should be, in the kitchen.
Yes, you were explaining how this mechanism works, yes. It's poisoning.
It's an intentional riling up of your body's response system, your body's healing system. Now, some people call it an immune system, but I just call it the body's system, period. Your body has a system to respond to things.
May I make a little parenthesis here? Okay. Little parenthesis. I just want to remind us and that the language and the methods and the tactics, strategies, and action procedures used in the field of health are military. You know, you don't talk about an immune system if you have not the analogy of a military that defends something. You know, this is all military.
Much agreement.
It's really crazy because actually living entities, bodies, humans, animals, plants, everything are completely complete. They don't need anything other. And they are symbiotic with their surroundings. So, but that's another discussion. I just wanted to remind that point that it's a military adaptation.
We're born with all the tools we need.
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't need any additions or subtractions.
Yeah.
We definitely don't need a mask. That's the most egregious addition to a human body ever.
Yeah. I think, you know, I was thinking about that because me, myself, was not actually very mad about this aspect of this whole machinery with the masks and etc. The mask was the less element that was disturbing me.
Really, you
and
don't mind the mask?
No, it's not that I don't mask wearing it. That I don't mind wearing it. I mind a lot, and I hate it, and I don't do it, but as much as I can, you know. But it didn't bother me mentally or psychologically. And I was thinking about it. Why is it so important, and they are enforcing it so fiercely and so brutally, especially in Germany? Why is it? And I think it has to do with the human psychology, because it is degrading.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a defacement. But the main thing is, it's the main reason for the mask is to remind you that you are in a transitory stage in life, in the economy, in your reality. If you didn't have any symbol to remind you of why, what is happening, then you would completely forget about it. There's no one dying. There's no one sick around you. There's no way you would remember what's going on.
Yes.
That's the main reason. You just wouldn't know.
Yeah. It's the red line that connects it's the timeline. It's connecting the timeline of this big psyop and transformation that they are trying to do. Yeah. But let's go back to the vaccination stuff up, because we have to do at the present time, we have to do with a very new type of so-called vaccination and immunization technology, which is the mRNA. I don't know if you had time to research a little bit and find out what it is.
I don't care about whatever they want to call it or whatever it does, because I think it's all hocus-pocus science fiction bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really don't care about it. I've read some things that it's a triple needle, so you have two electrolysis needles that completely stimulate the dermis of your skin, the epidermis, the dermis, which makes your skin more susceptible to whatever the third needle in between the two electrolysis needles is going to put into you. I mean, it's just complete nonsensical sort of science fiction voodoo. I'd rather go to a guy in Jamaica and have him stick a needle in a doll that looks like me to get better. I think he has more science behind him than these CDC-sponsored devils.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true. Yeah. It's just especially how can I say it? Evil or malicious, that with this technology they try to modulate or whatever, take influence on the human genome.
Well, I don't even know if there is a human genome. I don't really believe in that.
I was thinking of you a lot, and I was wishing that you are right, because if you are not, and they are really able to manipulate the human genome through...
I don't believe any of that. I don't believe any of that. That is just their best guess, that we all have a master blueprint floating around our body that they can just change at any time. That to me is just a fantastical oversimplification of our bodies. There's just no way that makes any sense. I think we are the most complicated chemical reaction in the history of the world, human beings. And no one has any idea how the hell we got here, how we're put together, how we repair ourselves, the nature of cells. I don't think they know really anything about this masterful creation. And I say this because all the so-called medicines aren't really medicines. They're just toxic shocks that try and evoke a reaction by our body to do something different than what they're doing. And, you know, I started to think about this with my daughter because she has autoimmune deficiency diseases. Mm-hmm. And she has, and hopefully she won't mind me talking about her personal health.
Oh, no, please, go.
No, hopefully she won't mind.
I'm sorry, yeah. I don't know that.
No, but the point is that, hold on, I'm just trying to figure out something here. Where am I? Name four. Hold on. Number four. Okay. Yeah. She has a autoimmune condition where, she has two that I know of. But she has three autoimmune deficiencies now. The main one is type 1 diabetes. And the first, when we were going to get some consultation on her skin disorder, where she has psoriasis, which is where your autoimmune system attacks your skin.
Oh, okay. It's neurodermitis.
Pardon me?
Is this the one called neurodermitis?
No, it's called psoriasis.
Ah, okay. It's something similar. Because my younger son has neurodermitis, it's also an autoimmune deficiency, probably caused from vaccination.
Oh, there's no doubt it's caused by vaccination. Because, like we just said, vaccination is a stimulation of your immune response. And
yes,
it's an overstimulation. And obviously, every time you take a vaccination, it's creating a response where the body is told that there's danger and it has to go attack something. And my guess is if there's nothing real to attack, it just finds something healthy and attacks it. Because it's literally like starting a fire. The fire, if you don't give it something to burn, it's going to burn whatever's around it.
Mm-hmm.
Until it burns out. So anyway, when we went to the endocrinology is the study of your hormones and your immune. When we went there, the only treatment that this endocrinologist could offer us for this autoimmune disease is chemotherapy. And
oh,
the first
wow.
thing that pissed me off about this woman is, first thing she asked is, are you up to date on your vaccination?
Okay.
I couldn't believe she asked that. I thought, hold on a sec. We're not here for vaccination. Why are you asking that? And I didn't want to create a controversy. And so I just said, yeah. Because I didn't want to start a fight before we even got to the main reason why we were there. So I said, yeah, we're up to date. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're fine. Thank you. Thanks for the offer. That do we want a side dish with our main meal? We don't want to, you know, we don't need any of that. We're good. But then she basically said there's not a lot we can do. We can, because we don't know what causes it. That's the other thing. They never know what causes the thing. They have no idea. But we can give her a chemotherapy treatment, which basically is just shocking the system to literally, it's like putting a depth charge in the ocean when you want to change the direction of a ship. So we're just going to blow something up over here, and it's going to make the ship go another way with the extreme charge. It's almost like the incredible story about why the Earth is supposed to be tilted 23.6 degrees.
Yeah.
It's because we were allegedly hit by the moon that bounced off us and knocked us over, and we've never straightened out since.
Yes,
I think it's the moon, they say, that bounced off us. That's the official story.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
So I said, is that the only treatment that you can offer to poison her and hope that it literally knocks the body away from doing what it's doing? I said, no thanks. See you later. This is crazy.
Yes, it's really crazy. Yeah.
That was the treatment. And it makes you wonder, you know, they don't ask what you eat. They don't know your history. They don't ask any relevant questions. They just say, well, this is the what we got in our bag of tricks. Let's look it up. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll give you chemotherapy, poison the shit out of you, and hope something good happens out of it. Why don't we just drink gasoline?
Yeah, or put the finger into the electricity thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, why don't I just hook you up to the washing machine? Or why don't you just run in front of a car and you know, hope the recovery from that injury cures your other thing? It's just, to me, it's voodoo science. It's voodoo. Nonsense.
Yes, it has a model, a blueprint, though, you know, and I think it is the same system, and it's not an accident it comes from the same guy. It's the system with the software, you know. You have a software on your end, but you have to update all the time. You get security stuff, you get new...
You get fresh viruses from that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that with this system of health, you will be in the future definitely always dependent from the pharma industry, which through the direct control of your biological situation is able to produce for you the medication that you need. You know, you are a marketplace.
Well, I am convinced that diabetes, type 1 diabetes, which is where you're insulin dependent for life. You can't get off it. There's no cure. They don't want to find a cure. They know what causes it because they cause it. There's no doubt in my mind. They cause it.
Okay.
Just like a virus for your computer, it's the antivirus companies that give you the virus that they have the solution for. And they never have the solution right away. You just have to wait.
Yeah.
So I'm so convinced that it could have been any of the vaccinations. And the best part about the vaccination trick is it's never going to be a binary response. That's what Harry Vock said. So you're not going to get the vaccination necessarily today and be sick tomorrow. There's going to be a time release element to it. It's going to alter one system of your body that cascades and then manifests in maybe the third or fourth piece of the chain, and that's what it is. They're not stupid. I know they still have. I think there are vaccines that you're here today and gone tomorrow. I think children with autism, that's the most disgusting, glaring example of that. I don't think there's any denying that, by the way.
I think it's used also in the execution system in the States. There was a lethal injection. Death used before the electrical...
I think there might still be one or two states that have lethal injections. I think it's potassium cyanide that they use, which basically suffocates you.
But, you know, I read, just to add to that, what Harry Vox was saying and that you just mentioned, I was reading that Klaus Schwab said in an interview that the difference between the humans that exist today and the humans that will eat tomorrow after the vaccination is the same as the difference between the humans today and the chimpanzees.
That's really absolutely psychopathic. That's his transhumanism side speaking out. He thinks that he can upgrade us.
Yes.
And listen, there's lots of stupid people out there. I get it. There's probably more stupid people now than in a long time.
Yeah, but there are not so many stupid people with so much money.
No, but the smart people have risen to the top, and some of them are poor and smart. Some of them are rich and dumb. And the rich and dumb are running our lives because they know that the only thing that matters is money, which is where control comes from. That's it. It's the only reason to have money is you can control people and everything around you, and that's got to be the greatest game of all, controlling people.
Yes, but it's about power. It's about power.
Yeah, but power has to manifest. I could have tons of power if I don't use it. how would I know I even had it?
No, I don't think it works like that. I don't think power is something that you can have. Something like a possibility. I don't find the right word in English. It's the ability. Yeah, power is the ability, to control or to determine about life and death of someone else. That's the definition of power. Everything else comes from there. Power is the desire and to have the ability to have the complete control about the life or the death of another human being in the end, or whatever being.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, for example, the state has the power to send the masculine guys to die in some stupid battle, you know. That's power. That's real power. They don't go, they are shot at the spot. And if they go, they're going to die anyway.
If they survive the vaccination, then they can go somewhere.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so the vaccination doesn't kill them, then whatever situation they get in, the so-called battlefield, which probably doesn't even exist, that could get them.
Yeah.
But, so we've gone over... We've talked about my daughter is slowly getting better. She's not quite in the green zone when it comes to her sugar at the moment.
Yes, and, I don't know much about this disease. I mean, can she handle it in her day-to-day life? Is it?
I'll tell you. Type 1 diabetes means your pancreas has been destroyed by your own immune system. So the pancreas is what houses the isolate, which is Latin for island. And I believe it's called the Isles of Langerhans, probably after Mr. Langerhans, who founded them. And basically, they create insulin, which is a hormone that is used in the digestion of and the metabolism of sugar.
Okay.
So if you don't have it, if you don't have insulin, then you can't, your cells cannot digest and process sugar, which they need to survive.
Okay.
So you have to artificially inject yourself with the right ratio, depending on your metabolism. Every 4 times a day. 3 times before meal, before you prepare to eat.
Yeah.
You have to put it in 15 minutes before the food gets there, so it's ready to receive and do its job to digest.
Okay.
And you have to basically calculate how much you think you're going to eat. So you better be sure what you're eating, because if you don't like it, you better find something else to eat. You got insulin in you now, and insulin, because your body is such a magnificent machine, it dispenses insulin automatically based on what you're eating. So, clearly, if you artificially give your body this hormone, you better meet it with some food, because otherwise it's going to cause the opposite problem.
Yeah.
Oh. So
I understand now what it is, and I have an old friend from my times in Athens who is living in Berlin now. When I met him, I was 22 and he was 28, and I met him under the circumstance, he's not going to live a lot because he has this stuff, you know. It was in the 80s, so all these techniques were not evolved very much. He's now...
So he has type 1 or type 2 diabetes?
Type 1. He has the one that he has to put all the time... He had to take stuff once a day. Yeah, once a day he had to take an injection in his leg on the upper side. I don't know the name. And he's alive and kicking, and he's working in Berlin. He's an architect and a writer. But it's a complicated life, you know, technically. You have to do all the time stuff, so it's not, it's a little bit, you have to get used to it.
Well, and she's not used to it at this point. It's been 5 weeks, and it definitely can trigger a depressive response. because you know this is not going away. It's kind of like the COVID thing. When you realize it's not going away, you can either be depressed about it or make adjustments to your own psychological reaction to it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, for her, she's got two things attacking her. She's got diabetes, and she's got COVID destroying her future right now. She's got two things to deal with. You and I, well, we're older. We've had an experience in life, whether it was good or bad. We know that our time is certainly more limited than their children's time is. So we have sort of less to say, oh, well, I could retire now and just sit around and suck up the propaganda and ignore it, try and navigate this vaccination nation. But young people, they got so many more things to think about and deal with, their futures. Do they want children? Do they want to live in this world? Do they want to bring life into this world? Way more decisions than we do. And
of
that's
course.
Why it's horrible.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But, you know,
what would you do? If you were their age, would you bring children into this world?
Of course, yes. I would, because, you know,
I will
tell you something that I was that I learned yesterday. There was, but I have to explain it first. This Corona Commission in Germany, the resistance that are doing something like a Nuremberg trial for the Corona perpetrators.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had an Orthodox priest, an Evangelic, a Catholic, and a rabbi. Invited in that session,
okay.
A rabbi. And the rabbi was the one that, who said it. He said, when God created man and woman, he didn't tell them, now breathe, or now eat, or now walk. But he told them, now go and reproduce yourself. So this is not only a right that we have to reproduce, it's a holy right, let's say. It's a God-given
obligation.
It's an obligation. It's an internal holy, let's say, holy requirement. So of course, of course, I had to take the consequences. I had to fight for understanding, for taking part in what is going on and trying to influence it as good as I can. But that's all, you know, there is enough place to live. You can go anywhere, you have legs, you don't need to do stuff that is not really out of your wishes. You can change your plans, you can adapt, you are able to survive under very severe circumstances. Humans have proven that. And I would just, I think I would do it, yeah.
Okay, well, that's a hopeful thing. That's good, I like that.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you do it?
Well, yeah, I would probably, but there's a lot of uncertainty with this, like I said, this genocide program with vaccinations. But that, to me, it's that extreme.
Yes, it is. It is really extreme.
So why would you birth someone into a genocide program? And I think that's part of what they're hoping for, that people just self-genocide. I don't think there's going to be an active plan where they line people up in front of a pit, shoot them, and let them fall in. I think they're going to let people kill themselves or convince themselves that not to reproduce. That's been an agenda for a long time.
Yes. And, I was thinking about, you know, we are analyzing psyops here, and it's the fecologist blood form, etc. And, you know, there is this first rule of the, what does the enemy destroy first if he wants to destroy you? He destroys your moral.
Yeah, your moral. Your psyche.
Yes, he destroys your hope. He destroys your understanding of meaning and of... So it's exactly what you are saying, what they are planning. You know, maybe it's not a killing injection. Maybe it's just the threat of the killing injection is enough, you know? How many artists have suicided themselves in Germany in these last 3 months? A lot.
Oh, man. Is there any way of knowing the real number? Because now we know that they're lying. the coroners, the people that count the bodies are lying, lying, lying. So
yes.
How can we get any real numbers? How do we know what's going on?
We don't know numbers. You know, there are only the people on Telegram and on these platforms,
yeah.
The resistance that are, you know, talking about this. But I wanted to say this, it's the moral. And the moral, yeah, it's under threat, of course. Human
the morality. But they've been attacking our morality for a long time.
Yeah.
But this is a direct assault.
This is a direct assault, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so, so extreme. I just posted JP, who's a comedian, the big redheaded guy with the long hair. He's not pleasant to look at, but the guy is, I'm understanding, a comedic genius, the way he is satirizing his coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
And he just did Communist Christmas. You gotta watch it.
Is it on Telegram? On your stream on Telegram?
It's on FakeoTube. It's on Fakeologist blog.
Okay.
And therefore, it went on to Twitter, and therefore, it went on to the Telegram. So you can find it. It's Communist Christmas. I just put it up. The guy is so smart, and he just had a child. Obviously, he's hopeful.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic, though.
Yeah, just some small news in order for you to have an idea what's going on in Europe. You know,
yeah,
Germany is planning D-Day 2.0. D-Day, you remember D-Day? Of course, not the hoax, the real D-Day.
Well, the D-Day story was weren't the Allies attacked the Germans at Normandy? Isn't that the real?
No, they freed Europe from the Nazi occupation.
Oh, that's D-Day?
That's D-Day, yeah. That's the story of D-Day. But now they are planning D-Day 2. They want to free Europe from the occupation of these guys. I don't know. I'm just following it on Telegram and whatever.
Oh, well, send me the link. I'd love to see that. I don't even
yes.
know. So we don't know about these things. We don't know about anything over here.
That's
Nobody
why I'm telling
anything.
It. And Germany is important because Germany is in the eye of this storm, you know. It's experimentation
food. You guys got this Drosten fraud
yes.
guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is like
Schwab
this.
Klaus Schwab is a Bavarian German, isn't he? He's a Sabatine.
I've never researched strike. This guy. I think he's so ridiculous with his coat that he's wearing. But he says, I'm not a Satanist, this is my pyjama, okay, so you sleep with snakes or something. You know, I don't...
And the way he insists on how he photographs, he always puts the camera below his triple chin, and the lighting is to be sinister. The guy is completely staged.
He's definitely a
managed character, and he's supposed to be evil and frightful. And
yeah, but he's he's kind of elite offspring somewhere. I don't know, maybe the lower whatever.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream,
I have a plan. I'm parked at the end of the runway here in Toronto.
Yeah.
At the airport. This is Canada's busiest airport. I haven't seen a plane take off in about an hour.
Really?
Yeah, this is the busiest time of year for travel. Mostly Canadians getting the hell out of this cold country. And usually there's a lineup. I go around the airport. There's usually a lineup of at least 10 or 20 planes ready to take off. And I don't see any.
What does it mean? What do you think? What does it mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I mean, what do you think it means if there are no planes taking off and coming down? Does it mean something? Is there something going on?
There's no air travel. That's what it
there's
means.
There's air travel, yeah.
You can't go anywhere. You can't. You're suggested not to drive. You're suggested not to leave your house.
There's no
unessential travel allowed. Now just give me one sec here.
Can you give me also 1 minute? I have to go to the kitchen and I'll be back.
Okay, I'll be back in a sec.
Yeah.
The bus, hi.
I'm back. Up. Up is left. Okay, maybe he comes back. This is Faye speaking. We'll miss him. And yes, it took a little longer when I went to the kitchen. It was in the middle of the day when we by good accident met on Telegram, and we didn't exchange for a long time, so we took the chance. But now we are going to continue another time, but maybe I can use this opportunity to give you some news from Europe. Yes, Germany is preparing a D-Day, something like a peaceful revolution. It is going to be announced any time in these days, and after the announcement it will start 6 hours later, and it's a movement, as they say, together with part of the German military and police and others, and of course normal people. They want to stop immediately the lockdown and all these measures and unlawfulness of the situation. I will keep you informed if you are interested in what is going on in Germany. I am not in Germany, I have to say that, but I'm following it closely. In Switzerland, the situation is, as of today, not so brave as in Germany, but they are speeding up. For example, The Swiss Medic, which is the official authority, like the FDA in the States, which is responsible for permitting the let's say these applications for vaccinations. They said on 10th of December that they have not enough data to give the permission for the BioNTech mRNA stuff, and 3 days later or 1 week later, they said, it's an emergency and they have enough data. Suddenly, I wrote to them on Twitter, so please tell us between 10th of December and 18th of December, what data did you get? Did you get the studies phase one, which is toxicology? Did you get the studies phase two, which is pharmacology? Did you get the studies about animal tests and trials? Do you have any long term? Because for such mRNA is a new technology which has never got licensed. They are researching for this. It's a genetic manipulation. If you read the official report of BioNTech itself, which was published on 20th of September, I think.
Hi,
you're back. I was just talking about BioNTech.
Okay, keep talking because I got to make a few calls. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, do that. Fulfill this, what I started. BioNTech is a newly constructed entity. Of course, they do not have money. They cannot pay any reparations. They are, of course, also legally unbound from any responsibility concerning what is going to happen to someone if he has negative effects, side effects, yeah. They are unbound legally in Switzerland also, of course. The contract between the Pfizer-BioNTech entity and the Swiss state is secret, legally secretized, so you cannot have insight who is going to pay reparations for side effects that may come and possibly will come. It is a guess, but I think the guess is not very implausible that it will be the taxpayer who is going to pay for reparations, because that's the only one who is, who in the end pays for everything. Whatever. But if you read this, you will find it. If you go on any search machine and you look for the report of BioNTech in September 2020, they are saying themselves. Or if you go to my Twitter account, I published some parts of sentences, because Twitter, you don't have a lot of space. And I have linked it there. My Twitter account is at N-I-G-H-B, N-I-G-H-B. You can find me there. You find many stuff about Germany also, and other stuff of Switzerland. Yeah. In this report, it is said that there are three types of these vaccines, and the technology they use is genetic manipulation. Actually, the previous material that they produce, the previous products or parallel products they have, is gene therapy. That's what they are doing. Gene therapy means they are intervening with synthetic genes, genomes, or how they call it. They have synthetic RNA, synthetic genes, which they put into a natural body in order to influence the natural body in some concrete direction, be that cancer or other stuff. So now, just in order to put it in the context, this is not a vaccine. This is not even what they are officially saying about, let's say, measles, where you get measles, the measles are in the vaccine, so you get them, you get a reaction. It is as if you have had the measles by nature, you know, but you have them through an artificial procedure. I don't know, it's a sick method, actually. It's the method of punishment and degradation, which is normal for the military context always. Everything is military. The ideology, theory, poetry, everything is military. Anyway, just to put it in that context, the mRNA vaccination, quote-unquote, by BioNTech, Pfizer, is not even a vaccination in the traditional sense of the sciences. It is a gene therapy. It is putting a synthetic gene, part of a gene, it's half of a gene, but it self-replicates, blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. I have a garden. I know if you put seeds there, the seeds know that they are going to become plants later, so you get basilicum and put it in your salad. I don't know if this is the analogy for the human body and the genome. I have no idea. I'm only telling you what is in the report. Please take the time to take a look at it and also inform people that are actually thinking this would be a good thing to do in order to protect oneself. It is absolutely unknown what is going to happen to the people that are putting a synthetic genome into their bodies. One thing we know from the experience, generally speaking, we know from the experience of the swine flu in 2008-9, I believe it was, where there was a big movement by scientists and health politicians in Europe to avoid a mandatory vaccination, and they were successful. And these same people, especially a guy called Wolfgang Wodarg, who is now a pensioner, but he's still active. He became again active when this started to happen, and he's involved in this German Corona Committee, which are doing the trial. He says that, according to the story now, I have no idea if this is really as things work. It's an hypothesis. You can know these things only by the result that they produce, you know. If somebody tells you this is poison because of this and this theory and writes three pages of whatever equations and mathematics, and you don't understand the mathematics, but you take the thing and you die or you get poisoned, it works. Maybe it doesn't work because of the theory in between, but it works. So I'm not telling you I believe all this theory. I'm not telling you I believe this kind of analysis. I'm telling you what Wodarg says about this mRNA. It enables the natural genome, It enables the natural cells to produce spike proteins, which are these things that the natural cell produces in order to battle something as the so-called virus, whatever virus. But these spike proteins, he says, again, Wodarg says, are the same spike proteins that the human placenta, the human uterus, the female, of course, human uterus, produces in order to get the procedure kicking that is creating the placenta, which is forming the surrounding for the new life. And the body cannot differentiate between spike proteins against viruses or spike proteins against the placenta cells. So this, in his hypothesis, and I'm telling it now in his words, to keep the form, a serious evaluation of this vaccination should have priorly be done in order to rule out the possibility that this vaccination will lead to the sterilization of the human race. That's what he says.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, this is Tom Dalper, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
My friend Tom Dalper, where are you? How are you doing? I'm going back to Wolfgang Wodarg. We know, of course, from another part, I don't have the data now, but they can be found. This guy, Gebre, whatever, Tedros, was involved in a vaccination program when he was the health ministry of his country, which led to the sterilization or fertilization, what is the name? Sterilization, when you are not able to reproduce. It led to the sterilization of 1.5 to 2 million young girls. So we know that it is possible, and we know also the plans about population reduction. So everything from there on is speculation, of course, but there are speculations that are very far-fetched, and there are speculations that are very, very close to the truth. So it's up to anyone to understand what this vaccination could be about. In my understanding, it is part of an even bigger transhumanist project, which enables the the direct digitalization in the end of the human body or of organic body. It's not like having a chip you can take out and then you have no chip, but if you have synthetic parts in your bloodstream, in your nervous system, in your brain apparatus, you can be directly connected to the networked digital reality. I don't know. Maybe this is also far-fetched. I have no proof of this. It's only speculation. I'll be waiting for Ab to come back and see you maybe soon. Hello? Ab, are you back? Are you receiving? Ah, yes.
All right, we're back.
Ah, okay, cool. So, yeah, I was talking while you were away, I was talking about this BioNTech enterprise.
What's and that?
That's the guys who are producing this Pfizer vaccination. They published their annual or something report for their investors, of course, but there are also all the information about what they are doing. And they do gene therapies, you know, for cancer patients.
Yeah. I think all cancer treatments are very suspicious. All of them.
Yeah,
including
all of them.
Because we're told that there's some kind of cancer therapy that relies on radioactive waste, cobalt 33, you know, our favorite number, 33, Hoax Code.
Oh, okay.
And there's some isotope that the medical industry shifts around for lots of money. And
Apparently
we have a place in Canada near the capital of Canada that creates this isotope, which is somehow related to nuclear reactors. I mean, to me, it's all a major scam.
Okay.
And we're just dealing with chemical poisoning, basically. So they're probably just pouring bleach into people's bodies and causing severe distress to the system, like I told you earlier.
Yes, I empirically, I would just say that I don't know anyone who has undergone a chemical therapy for cancer and that has survived. But I know some guys who have had cancer and did not have chemical therapy and they still live. So, just empirically...
Similar to the AIDS of the Africans mainly, I think AIDS was mainly for Africa. And other people they didn't really like homosexuals in San Francisco. I think mainly they label you HIV positive, which they say may cause AIDS. They don't show any causation or they don't show any connection, but they said it may cause it.
Yes.
It may lead to a general condition because AIDS is actually a condition. I guess all the diseases are conditioned. It describes anyone that's acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So basically it means if you're feeling under the weather all the time, then you have AIDS. That's really how general the statement is. If you have AIDS, then they say you acquire it. From what? The weather?
Exactly. Actually, you know, I was reading exactly about that the other day, but I didn't keep the... It is a list of symptoms that you might have, and if you have so-and-so on points, you have HIV,
yes.
You know, and I looked at it.
No, I think you have AIDS.
Or you have AIDS. I don't know then which one is the syndrome.
They made them interchangeable. Well, no, AIDS is the syndrome because it has an S at the end of it.
Yes.
HIV is the so-called virus. Here we go again with the word virus. It's the virus that is detected in your body by what test? A PCR test. That test. Oh, but it's not a test. It's just a diagnostic tool to see if you have a certain something, protein, enzyme, microzyma, endosome, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think we all have that. In general, HIV, whatever they want to label a protein or a microzyma in us. But you go back to what are the amplifications of this diagnostic tool, which cannot, I don't think it's quantitative, it's qualitative. So that you either have it or you don't. They can't measure how much you got. They just say if you got it, then you got the disease. That's what they say.
Yes, so that's one of the critical points. It doesn't define the parameters of the thing for the detection. You have to define parameters. You have to say, if this is like that, then it is positive. This is not defined in the PCR test. It's completely open. You can run it with 20 cycles or 40 cycles or 60 cycles.
Apparently, Ontario, where I live, is doing 45
is...
cycles, which even Dr. Fraudzi,
mm-hmm.
He was going on anything over 30 is useless.
It's now, absolutely useless.
I think all of it is useless, but I believe the number is 33, the magic number. As usual, Another indicator of complete and utter fraud.
The serious scientists say 25 is the maximum. After 25, it's completely bullshit. You don't have to take it under consideration, the result.
And I contend that even if it detects something, there's no link between that detection of the something and of any kind of disease. And that's the same with HIV/AIDS.
Of course, that's the so-called, what is it called in English? The transmission without asymptomatic transmission. That's the myth with what all this started, you know, that there is asymptomatic transmission. So anyone who has a positive result with 45 cycles on a PCR test is ill. But this is not true, because even if you just have 10 cycles and it is positive, there is no proof that there is illness. There is no infection. It doesn't measure infection status. It measures only the existence or non-existence of a part of RNA, of genome or something. Yeah.
No, I don't even think you can use the word genome. It just means you have the particulate in you. It's almost like a test to see if you have an arm. Oh, you have an arm. Does having an arm make it broken automatically?
No. You're right. But we have a test
that says you have an arm. And you need treatment, and it could be broken.
Yeah.
So we're going to put your arm in a cast, even if it's not broken.
Yeah.
Or we'll break your arm, so we can set it properly, and then put on a cast. That's sort of how the whole HIV/AIDS hoax works.
Yeah.
So we detect that you have it. You have the virus, but you are asymptomatic. But in order to make sure you don't acquire any of the symptoms, will give you this toxic chemical mix, which destroys your system, makes you sick, and probably will kill you.
Yes.
And I think that was the way they sold genocide in Africa. So it probably had the result of sterilizing the undesirables that the eugenicists don't want. They don't want poor black people. So they sterilize them with the treatment. And maybe the marginal ones, they just killed. Who knows? So it definitely, to me, was a eugenicist dream to create this illusion of helping, but you're really killing.
Yeah. You know, you remind me now, I'm not 100% sure. Bill Gates' parents were the creators of the Planned Parenthood Eugenic Cysts program.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was reading something about that.
Yeah, Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist.
Eugenicists, right? These are the Nazis. We have the Nazis, the Fourth Reich.
They were before the Nazis.
Pardon?
The eugenicists were in America and Britain.
They started there.
England.
Yeah, of course, everything starts with a groan. I'm sure about that now.
Yeah.
Everything
they exported their eugenics to Germany because they found it. They created a situation.
Outsourcing.
No, but they created a condition in Germany to run their PSYOP. They created all the conditions.
Yeah.
And the Germans, because they're so amazing at following orders and working, it was probably one of the better countries to run the PSYOP, because Germans are so hardworking, they're such rule followers, that they'll basically, you give them a task like a robot and they'll do it.
I don't know if it's true.
That's probably why it worked so well for so long.
No, I think it worked for the same reasons that it seems to work now. It's because of the massive propaganda and the influence of the media.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I was reading about the propaganda of the Britons against the Germans around the first so-called World War, and the pamphlets and the images that they created, you know, before our time with digital technology and television.
Yeah, you're right.
It was so massive, you know. You cannot withstand such a massive attack in your language, psyche, culture. It's because of these reasons, not because people are stupid. They are just susceptible. They are, humans are exactly that. They are susceptible. They are sensitive. They are empathic. That's why they are an easy target. And that's why it takes a lot of knowledge, you know, to withstand all this. But that's not natural. Actually, we wouldn't need so much knowledge in order to combat some crazy guys that are trying to make us to cyborgs. They are the crazy ones, not we. We are the naturals. Okay, I drifted away. Continue.
Yes. I agree with you.
I'm now on Telegram looking what's going on. What's going on up with the Trump administration, and what's the situation there? What's your opinion on that?
I think he'll bring in martial law, which I didn't realize martial law has been brought into the United States 64 times already.
Hmm.
And all it does is suspend the Constitution. Well, you know, Constitution.
But he ruled that out. He ruled that out. He said all the stuff about martial law is fake news.
Well, then if he ruled it out, it's probably true.
Yeah, he ruled it out yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, he did a speech yesterday. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch the speech. I didn't know he did a speech, but on his Twitter account he published.
Well, go on Telegram. He has a Telegram. He has 140,000 followers. Yeah, Donald Trump has a Telegram. Go follow
him. I didn't know that. I was on Twitter following him. No, but he ruled it out with a tweet. He ruled it out. He said it is fake news. But what that... The latest status that I have from following several accounts is that he demanded from the Supreme Court to make a judgment about the Pennsylvania case, and if they don't do it, it's treason and they are going to be arrested. That's what I understood. So he's going to do it legally. He doesn't want martial law, because martial law would mean food for the enemies, let's say. He was always a dictator, now he's a real dictator. That's why he doesn't want it.
All right.
But, yeah.
I don't know. All I know is he wants the electors in the swing states to be certified.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance.
He wants his own elector.
Yeah.
He's certified, so the swing states go to him. And that's where the conflict will be.
On the 6th of January.
That's the latest date I think I heard, too.
Yeah. Is it true that... the vice president, which is Mike Pence, that he has the right and the obligation to not accept electoral guys, or
electors.
What's the name? Yes. If they are disputed.
I don't know. I don't know what the Constitution is. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone does, but it's going to be a lesson in the Constitution and how it works, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Another rumor that is going around on the net is he's just not going to leave the White House.
Well, that was from a year ago.
That's very smart.
That was planted a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
The ultimate goal is to destroy the United States. So if this is how they're going to do it, then okay. I don't know how you would destroy the United States. Is this the way they're going to do it? Well, okay, it could be.
But they need the apparatus. They need the military of the states. It's not, I don't know.
They're going to destroy it and rebuild it the way they want it.
Of course, yes.
They're going to rebuild it. They're going to get rid of the Constitution. They're going to dissolve the states.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. America 2050, baby. Look up the map. That's your new North America.
Yeah.
I asked so many times, how are they going to get there? What is the plan? How do you see it being done? That's how I see it being done.
Now is live on Telegram, Georgia House of Representatives hearing on election irregularities.
I cannot put it
in the stream. I have no idea how this works.
Yeah, you can always forward it to a link, and then you paste the link into Discord if you want it.
I can give you the link, yeah.
There's always forward to a link or share. You can always share a Telegram.
Oh, from Telegram, you cannot share.
Yes, you can share from Telegram anywhere.
Oh, I didn't. Only by copying the link, not by forwarding.
Well, you can. Are you talking about from a computer or a phone?
From a laptop, yeah.
I don't use that as much, so I don't know.
Ah, okay.
I don't know exactly. I'm pretty sure you can forward. There's always a little share arrow that you can click on, and it'll bring up a window where you can copy the link to the Telegram and paste it, I think.
Now I put it into the live stream show notes. I'm not going to follow it. It's too long. Mostly it is about 10 hours or something. But I'm trying to understand what's going on, what is the role of Trump, you know. Once he said, I am standing between you and they want you. I am standing between you and them, you know. This was really...
Well, them is the globalists. I think they're framing it that way.
Of course, yeah.
Them is the globalist, and there's the cities, and then there's the mega regions of the United States. The cities are Democrat and globalist, and the rest of the U.S. is not. That's always been that way.
Yeah. So, and what do you hear from other psychologists? How is life in day-to-day life? I mean, Marcus was telling me that it was quite difficult. He had neighbors that could hardly survive, and it was really a very dire situation. Is that something we have to imagine as that? Everyone is really struggling to survive?
Well, they haven't got any government money in the U.S. They don't have the same mechanisms the Europeans and Canadians do.
Okay.
So they haven't got any money. So, yeah, I would say they're way more desperate. Okay. Our government keeps printing money and giving it out.
Yes, giving it, but giving it to the to those who just have to correct the bilance sheets, or how is that called?
They pay it to... There's all kinds of programs for small businesses and individuals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do give money out directly, so it's a lot easier for Canadians to just do what they're told.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
The U.S., to me, should be way more dangerous a place if they're not giving out money.
Yeah.
The people will become desperate, for sure.
Yeah. What do you think, how much time do we have until this vaccination gets mandatory?
Well, I think it's just 2021.
Just this year, huh? The coming year.
Yeah,
it will be
so.
Mandatory. Okay. Mandatory with force? I mean, with the military?
No,
they come into your house?
No. It'll just be corporate coercion.
Okay. Like indirectly, so you cannot fly, you cannot go shopping if you don't have...
Yeah.
Okay. I can live with it.
But how long you're going to be able to live with it, that's a big question.
Yeah, until I can leave, until I can go somewhere else.
I know, but how are you going to get somewhere else?
It's a donkey or it's a bicycle. I don't care.
I know, but how are you going to get over the border?
I am a warrior. Don't you understand that?
You're going to have to hire a mule to get you over the border to wherever you want to go. You have to pay somebody in Bitcoin or Monero to get you over.
I know a guy who went from Switzerland to India with a donkey. 2 years it took him.
Was the donkey vaccinated?
No, he took the mountains, you know. He didn't go to the official passages.
You went yourself?
Pardon?
You took the trip yourself?
No. A friend of mine.
Oh, that would be exciting.
I would really like to do it, but maybe in the 80s or 70s, not now. There's a big mess.
I would
between.
Love to take a trip on a donkey from Switzerland to India. That's right at the top of my list.
Yeah, but it's almost not possible. You know, you have to pass The situation between Greece and Turkey is absolutely mess. You know, they're trying to sell all their weapons to those countries, and we have
idea. Turkey is the gateway to the Middle East.
They don't like the domination of both superpowers. You know, they don't like the States. They don't like China.
Is Turkey a safe place to go? Are they playing the vaccination game?
I have no idea. Actually, I've never looked into that.
Because they have a dictator that we're supposed to be afraid of, Turkey.
Yes, maybe I have to look. Maybe Turkey would be a safe place, actually.
maybe the dictator story is just to keep you away from those that are not conforming to the globalists. I often think that.
Yes,
a trick to keep you away from them.
Well, actually, you know, Erdogan had a key role in the Syria color revolution of the NATO, and he was together with the Russians and partially with Iran, you know, that always together and against each other. But he had a key role in this conflict, and I think partially the overthrowment of the Syrian parties was not successful because of the intervention and the positions of Erdogan, partially.
So that's why they don't like him.
Yes, of course. That's why the propaganda is he's a dictator and he's middle-aged and his wife is wearing a scarf and whatever. But it's you know, these are the games between the NATO players and the other axis there, you know, the Astana and Iran and Chinese. I have no idea what these guys want, but I don't want the world to become Chinese. I don't want the world to become a full scarf. I don't want the world to become anything, you know. I just want them to keep each other in balance. And that's my interest in following the stuff, is to understand, yeah, what is going on? What are those guys playing out now? And one thing seems inevitable to me. It seems inevitable to me that the direct connection between China and Europe is going to be, you know, with this big project that they have, with the Silk Road.
Yeah.
That's inevitable. Right. Yeah. It's inevitable that the West is going to give up some privileges. That's also inevitable. But it could also be solved with a more humane, you know, procedure. It shouldn't have to be with genocidal projects against the Third Age, you know, all the older guys, people that are in the institutions in Europe, and they are completely they are completely alone now, you know. People are dying alone in age 80 or 90, and they are not protected by anyone. I know this firsthand because my youngest son was jobbing for a round between his studies. He was jobbing in such an institution where also Tom Dalpra is working, I think.
Well, and Tom Dalpra does home care.
Yes. Home care. Okay. Not elderly care in institutions. Okay, that's different.
Well, he does home care for the elderly. So he goes into their houses, which is the ideal situation.
Yes, he goes into their private houses.
Yeah, my father-in-law is in an institution because he broke his leg.
Yeah, but here in Switzerland, there are most of the elderly, when they become really old, their own children put them in these care stations.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. And they are now the most susceptible part of the population are these people, and they are the ones who are going to get first these vaccinations.
That's what we're told. It's devious.
In Switzerland, they started today, and the first woman who was vaccinated was a woman in Lucerne. They are keeping it really very controlled and very protected because they fear also attacks on the stations where this material is kept, and they have rolled out the military to protect the vaccination centers, etc. It's really crazy what's going on, and they're not the usual, you know, medical doctors that are doing the vaccinations. They have They have new personnel, which is temporarily.
Maybe they're letting the doctors off the liability hook by letting
Exactly. Nobody has the liability. Nobody has it.
I know, but maybe the moral liability that they might feel if they themselves so swear the Hippocratic oath to do no harm.
They wouldn't do it, you know, they are not allowed to do it. A normal medical doctor is not allowed to give a vaccination if he doesn't have this consensus material, all these procedures, you know, that are needed. So I think they wanted to avoid resistance from the medical staff by doing this. And they are paying a lot. In Germany, they pay 130 to 150 per hour for guys who are going to give the vaccinations, which are not medical staff, but just normal people, unemployed.
You're going to give $150 an hour?
Yes.
Don't tell Benoit, he'll sign up.
It's in Germany. In Switzerland, I don't know exactly who does it. Maybe the military.
Wow.
Benoit wouldn't do it. Yeah, it was nice to talk to you, but I would like to continue my day. And you, of course, also, let's meet again soon.
No, let's do that. Now, what are the issues with the forum? Just tell me right now what you can or can't do, because I don't use the forum.
No, it's only, you know, the how big are the files that I can upload. Most of the files that I have of this period of history are, for example, Dave McGowan's newsletters. I don't have all of them. There are about 100 newsletters. I have maybe 60 or 70, but they are quite, I would say, important, because it is a perspective on part of the history about 9/11 controlled opposition, which maybe later can be studied.
Well, let me know the file size, and when you upload it, when you upload it and get an error, can you send me a screenshot?
I think I can do it, but I know what is there. It's only that it exceeds the maximum file size. It's only that.
And how much is this file size?
Well, they are quite big. Some of them are quite big. 100,000 kilobytes.
Okay, so that is 100 megabytes.
I don't know. I'm not so good with this stuff. But, you know, I was thinking also maybe you don't even have enough space, you know, because if I put all my material there, it's about 1 tera.
Ooh, 1 terabyte. Whoa.
All of it. But I don't upload the videos. I would like to upload on FakoTube.
Yeah. Well, I only have so much space there as well.
Yes. So, you know, maybe we wait. Maybe there will be a possibility.
You should put all the files in a directory on your computer and share the link with Resilio Link. Remember Resilio?
I don't like that. I have the feeling that so many people are then in my computer. I don't like that.
I don't think you shouldn't worry about that. It's secure.
Okay.
Read only, not read and write. Read only.
Yes, but you know, I'm waiting. Maybe I find something out. There are now these clouds and blah blah blah, and maybe I can find a way to put it somewhere where it is easy searchable through Google and structured so that somebody can find it. Nobody is interested at the moment in this topic, and we have more important topics now to work.
You got that right.
About. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for chatting.
Yes,
good
thanks to you also.
Thanks for finding out Telegram.
Good greetings to the juniors and to everyone. And
take care
and stay happy.
And try bye the bye. Telegram voice chat. Bye bye.
Yeah, cool. Bye bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks.